My age is one of the reasons. Also the fact that I'd like to have a little time to enjoy the time that I have left.
What was Round Lake like when you came in, when you moved to Round Lake 35 years ago?
Very similar to what it is right now. Very few things have changed. We do have new developments. That's one thing on two parts of the village. But basically, the village has stayed the same, and that's the way we like to keep it.
And that's rather unique. And when you look at Round Lake, you are right next to Malta, which has changed a lot even in the last 10 years. So what has the village done to keep Round Lake looking and feeling the way that it does, the way that it has been?
I think the village board, the planning board, and the zoning board, they've all tried to keep the village as it is when they do any planning or with zoning changes. And I think the people that move here, this is the reason they come here, because they want it to stay. They want to be in a place where it stays the way it is. This is a little village when you can walk down in the middle of the summer, people are sitting on their porch. You stop and talk to them, even though you don't even know them, basically. And it's very nice. It's just something that's different. You don't have in the cities and places like Malta.
And do you trust that the village board will continue, sort of that mission of keeping Round Lake unique in the way that it is today?
You hope. I really hope that they will, but of course, things change. And, as the up-and-coming boards, you never know what's going to happen. But I think that this is one of the... I don't know what to say. One of the things that why the people stay here and live here. So I'm hoping that the boards will do that.
Maybe it's early to ask this, maybe it's not, but do you think that you'll have a legacy in Round Lake? Is there anything that you've done that you're particularly proud of in your career?
Well, one of the things that I'm rather proud of is being able to secure the funds from the state and getting two no-interest loans in order to put our new infrastructure in, which is water and sewer. And at the same time, they put in natural gas and paved all the streets. And that was a major project here in the village, and I'm very proud that we were able to do it. And I'm also very proud of the fact that we got the landmark status on the Davis-Ferris Organ.
What are some big challenges coming up for the village? Do you see anything coming in the next few years that is the next thing that needs to be dealt with, infrastructure-related, government-related, any particular issues that you think the village must prepare for?
Development. That's what the village needs to prepare for. We do have two new developments, one on the south end of the village and one on the west side of the village. And I do believe that there is other areas in which there may possibly be some requests to develop. And I think that is the biggest problem right now that's going to be before the village. With all the development that's going on around us, if we really want to stay the way we are, we need to be able to really put the brakes on some of this.
Is that commercial development, residential development?
Right now it's residential development. We only have commercial, we only have a restaurant and a cakery, and I believe there's a bar down on Route 9. We have very little commercial.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about your time in Round Lake?
My time in Round Lake, hopefully I'm going to stay in Round Lake until, it's over, but I enjoy the people, I enjoy the residents here, I enjoy walking through the village streets, and, I think that, I don't know what to say, I'm going to miss everybody, being in the office, of course, but it's just something that I'm going to have to learn to stay home and, stay out of everybody's business.